She should be a schus refuah shleima for Chaya Genendel bas Malka. Vayayim Hashem al Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Emor la kahanim b'nei Aaron, v'amarta aleim, you should say to them, v'nefesh lo yitama ba'amav. One of the great Hasidic Rebbes, Rav HaKadosh Rav Yitzchok of Neshchitz, Zecher Tzadik v'Kodesh Levracha, one Shabbos, one of the sons of the other Rebbes came to see his Tish. So he said to him personally, Amar la kahanim b'nei Aharon, you have to tell the kahanim that they were zoicha to what they were zoicha to only because they're b'nei Aharon. They should never think that they were zoicha to it in their eigenism. They were zoicha to it, as we'll see a little bit later on, because of the fact that they're b'nei Aharon. The simple pshat, and what he meant in that was that a person should not be nisgoya in the fact that he himself is zoicha to a high position. He always has to be toilet in the schus of his fathers. With that, you'll accomplish two things. Number one, you won't become a bal gaivin. That's number one. Kahanim, there is always the danger that kahanim might be mizgoya al ha'am, as we find that attack happened to Bnei Eli when mizgoya al ha'am, and they overstepped their bounds in the zechuyas of kahanim. And number two, it means that they have to emulate their fathers. Their father was zoicha to kuhuna, Aaron HaKohen was zoicha to the kuhuna, because he was Aaron HaKohen. So they have to emulate Aaron HaKohen. Those are two nekudas in reaching godless. There were Maisa, Beis Halevi had a son that was zoicha to a gevaldige shidduch. It was Ashira's dad, it was Yichas, whatever. And the Beis Halevi speared that the son was gloating a little bit about it. So he told them, you shouldn't think that you got the shidduch b'schus atzmcha. You got it because you're the son of the brisker up. So he was a Baal Kishrin. He said, Tate, if it was b'schus you, then it should have been a much bigger shidduch. So they shall even told him, you're right, it would have been a much bigger shidduch, but you were involved in the middle. So, Emor el kahanim b'nei Aharon, you were zoicha to this in the fact that you're b'nei Aharon, which means, number one, you have to remain anovim, despite the fact that you have the elite position in Klal Yisrael. And number two, it means you have to emulate Aharon. On this, Emor el kahanim b'nei Aharon, the Medrash brings down a pasuk. Vayikra Rabba brings down a pasuk in Tehillim. Hado d'chsiv, about this pasuk it is written, Yiras Hashem tahira imedes la'ad. The Yira of Hashem is pure, it stands forever. Omer of Levi, May Yira shenishyari Aaron, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of the fear, the Yiras Hashem, that Aaron had, Zocha v'nitn loy ha'parsha hazu, he was zoicha to this parsha of Tumas Meis, that the Kahanim have to be pirish from Tuma. She'ena zoza minenu, v'loy mibonav, it will not move from him or his children, v'loy mibnei bonav, at seif kol ha'davis. This Medrash needs explanation. What's the connection between Aaron's Yerushamayim and the parsha of Tumas Kahanim? What's the connection? What's the big schus of this parsha? Not to be metamed to a meis? And what is the big zach? It was nitten loy ulubonov ulubnei bonov ad oil. What does that mean? So the Shamla Rav, going at Tzadik of Shlomo Zalman Ehrenreich, says a mori de kipshat. Shlomo HaMelech says, toiv lo leches lebeis ha'ovel mileilech el beis ha'mishteh. It's better to go to the beis ha'ovel than to go to the beis ha'mishteh. Ba'asher hu soiv ko ha'odam, because it's the end of man, v'hachai yitin aliboy. Remembering that there's an end to this life, remembering that a person cannot be mizgoya because it's going to come an end to this life. So that keeps him in check, that keeps him with hearing. So if that's the case, l'chayra one has to wonder about the kahanim, that they can't come in contact, they can't go to a levi, they can't come in contact with Tumas Meis. So this is robbing him of a basic ingredient in Yerushalayim. The answer is that this method of Yerushamayim was given not as a lechatchila. That's talking about people that are worried they're going to come with their aveiru. But for tzaddikim gemurim, they don't have to use this method. They have enough yirah shamayim, they have enough fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they don't have to use this method. Because this method really has a chesaron. If a person's going to go to Levi's, he'll get depressed. And it says, if du es Hashem b'simcha, you have to do avoyda b'simcha. So this is not a luchat chilat. This is for people that are not on the highest madrega. But people that have ultimate yirah shamayim, adarab of adarab is better, l'lechas ol beis ha-mishtet, it should be mekayim yivdu es Hashem b'simcha. By Aaron HaKohen, it says, the Ramban brings down, Aaron HaKohen he committed one aveira in his life, which was a Suffolk aveira, that was nice with the Egel, which became clear if it was an aveira or not, and he was Mekayim Chotosi Negdi Summit. That chait was in front of his eyes for the rest of his life. Ad Kidei Kach, that when it had to come close to the Mizbeach, he ran away, he was afraid partially because of that chait, and Moshe Rabbeinu had to push him to go to the Mizbeach. So his Yiras Hashem was Tahira, was the highest Madrega, was pure. So Mimele, he did not need this Tov L'Lechus L'Beis Avu, L'Lechus L'Beis HaMishteh. So that's the Pshat in the Medrash, B'Schus, that Aaron HaKohen had the ultimate in Yiras Shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the parish of Tumas May, stay away from Mason. You don't need this, you have the ultimate in Yiras Shamayim. But Ad Kedei Kach, it wasn't Stam Yiras Shamayim. It was Yerushalayim that he passed down in his genes. Loi, Ulubonov, Ulubneibonov, Atsoif, Kol HaDoyvis. That's how mighty Yerushalayim went. Usually a spiritual thing is hard to pass down in the genes. He passed it down. It's in the genes of Kahana to have Yerushalayim. In the male, they have the mitzvah of Tumas Kahana. And Adarabba, by a Kohen. He brings the Avoida, he is the essence of Avoida, that's what the real Avoida is. So by him it has to be Ivdu as Hashem b'simcha. Memele he was zoich to the parasha of Tumas Kehan because of his Yirah Shamayim. V'kidashtoi ki eslechem Hashem alaykechu hu makriv, and you should sanctify him because he is makriv, the lechem of Hashem, he's makriv the korbanos. Kodesh Yilcha, he should be Kodesh to you, ki Kodesh Ani Hashem Mekadishcha, because I am Kodesh. First of Pshad is, you have to be Noig Kohanim, the way you have to give cover to those that are Meshoris HaKodesh Baruch. Ksav Sofer says a deeper Deherin. Ksav Sofer says that L'chor is a stira in Kohanim. On the one hand, they are the elite. They are the elite of Klal Yisrael. They serve in the Beis HaMikdash. They are Kodesh. Special Kiddusha, that's on one hand. The Idach Gisa, they don't have a parnos of their own. They have to come on to other people. It's bizyonis for them, you know. They have to wait for other people to give them. It's not a very pleasant thing that they should have people giving them. They have to come on to other people. So how do we handle these two faces that L'chaira are in stira to each other? Grad I once saw from Aaron Kopel's Zatzal, that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, that they have to come on to others, otherwise they would come balagai. The Indian of giving, bringing karbanas rather, and doing avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, is such an exalted thing that if they wouldn't have to come on to others, he says the same thing with Talmidei Chachamim. The reason why Talmidei Chachamim have to come on to the support of others, because Torah is such a gewaltige zach, if they wouldn't have to come on to others, they would be balagai. That's what Rabbi Kotel said. But anyway, but how do we handle these two opposite sides of a kohen? So Zakta Ksav Sofer, that's what the Torah is telling us over here. The Etzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chayev to give them their work. They're doing the work of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Meshor say Kehel. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that if we pay up their thing, we're doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's job. The Kidashtoi, ki es lechem Hashem aleikechu hu makriv. He's being makriv the lechem of Hashem, b'etzem Hashem is believed to pay. Now he commanded you that you should give the payment for Hashem, and in that way you become closer to Hashem. That's the way we have to look at it, and that's the way he learns pshat in the pasuk. A second nukud in the pasuk is, the Gemara says that b'al kohanim oichlum u'b'al miskaprim. The kohen eats, and the b'al is miskaprim with that. Means the kohen becomes like a mizbeach. The same way the mizbeach, it eats the karbonis with its fire, so too the kohen, by eating the karbonis, b'ayla mizchapim, the kohen becomes like a human mizbeach. So kiyas lechem Hashem alikechu hu makriv ayide achilosa. So you have to consider him like a human mizbeach. And the same thing is said about a Talmud Chacham. Chazal say, haroyze, if somebody wants to be makriv nesachim bizman hazeh, yemalei groin yishol Talmud Chacham b'yayin. Because the Talmud Chacham, literally, he's kaddish. We're talking about someone, and that's not he knows how to learn. We're talking about somebody that lives what a Talmud Chacham is supposed to live. It's a Mori de Kemaisa. Mori de Kemaisa. I might have said it once. But there was one time, in front of the Vilna Goyen's house, there was a dibbuk. Somebody was possessed by a dibbuk and called back on the shturim. There was panic, people running, screaming. So the Goyen heard a tumult, so he stuck his head out the window. The dibbuk gave a scream, Rav Eliyahu, are you the one that they say about Mishamayim, Hizor Eliyahu v'Tayrasa? Be careful of Eliyahu and his Torah. So he said, Miyamai, I never wanted to have any shaykhs with you, and I don't want to have any shaykhs with you now. These are spirits of Tumah. So he closed the window, he went back into the house. So that week, those next couple of weeks, there was a ribuy of dibukim in Litter. All over, people were being possessed by dibukim. So one of these dibukim was brought to him a kobo, and he asked, what's up? So all of a sudden, lately we hear that there's a ribuy of these, you people coming down, your spirits coming down. So I'll tell you why, he said. He says, until now we were afraid of the Vilna Goyen, he'd be geyser on us, a chayrma, who knows why. But he told one of the dibukim recently, he doesn't want to have any shaykhs with him. So no matter, we're not afraid anymore. So the Mekubal asked him, why are you so afraid of the Vilna Goyen? What's the pachad? He says, what are you talking about? He says, when the Vilna Goyen eats a regular meal during the week, it's daima to the kain being makrov korbanis in the Beis HaMikdash. This is what he said. But that's pshat. Mikidashta kiyas lechem Hashem lekecho hu makrov. Number one, he's doing the work of Hashem. Number two, he's a human mizbeach, right? So you have to give him special kiddush, and that's the way you have to treat him, even though you're giving him, but you have to treat him with kavod. The parsha Mayades, I've said this over already before, but it's kedai to say again, because it's a gevaldige zach from the Or Gedal Yehu. The parsha of the Mayadim starts out with Mayad Hashem, Ashtikroi son Mikro Kodesh, Elohim Mayadai, Mayadoi, Sheshes Yom, 6 days you should do Malach, Abiyayim Ashvi, is Shabbos. So the famous question is, what is Shabbos doing with the Mayadim? Shabbos is not a Mayad, Shabbos is not the Mayadim, they are designated by Bezdin, they're Mekadosh the Chodesh, they're Kaveh the dates of the Yom and Tovim, but Shabbos is Kviyah V'Kayma, every week, the 7th day is Shabbos. So what is it doing in the parish of the Mayad? So the Ramban says that Yoyis Vayikras Tovus Kehanim, and this parish deals with the special days where different Karbanas are brought. So Shabbos also different Karbanas are brought, so we mention it with the Kehanim. The Or Gedal Yehu says a nifla de kipshat that I like to say over the derech marshal with the ma'isa shahoya that happened with me. I was looking for a multiple vitamin, so I went to the health food store, whatever it's called, in Rockland Kosher, and I'm looking for a multiple vitamin. I'm total ignorant of any vitamins. I'm looking. I thought I could do it myself without asking for any help. I see this vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D. I couldn't find the multiples. It's nice to see this fellow there. Can you show me a good multiple vitamin? And he shows me it's a good multiple vitamin. Fine. He says, can I ask you a kasha of an ignorant person? He says, I see you have vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C. If you can get a multiple vitamin with everything inside of it, so why would anybody buy vitamin A, vitamin B, or vitamin C? He says, the multiple vitamin just gives you the basic necessities for every day. So you have it all tacky in one, what you need on a daily basis. If a fellow has a bad cold or the flu, he needs a strong dose of vitamin C. So for that, the multiple vitamin is not going to do it. For that, you need vitamin C. Fellow breaks an arm or breaks a bone, he needs vitamin D, a strong dosage. For that comes vitamin D. Right? And the different vitamins serve different purposes, but in this, you're just going to get the basics. So, Zokta Or Gedal Yehu, that Shabbos is a multiple vitamin that has in it the koiches of all of the mayadim in one. If you make a cheshbon, Pesach is geula. Pesach is geula from avoda. Shabbos, you don't work. It redeems us from the work of during the week. Shavuos is matan Torah. Shabbos is a time to sit and learn. That's why Shabbos was given, and the Torah was taki given on Shabbos. And matan Torah is taki mentioned in Masechta Shabbos, Dav Peches, as a shaychus to Shabbos. Sukkis, Betzila de Memnusa, Betzila de HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shtina comes down. There's a special Hiskarbis on Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Shabbos is Mechaper. It's a multiple vitamin for all of the Mayan. So every week on a weekly basis, we have that multiple vitamin. Some Achzacha, but during the year, we need strong dosages. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a strong dosage of Geula with Pesach. He gave us a strong dosage of Matan Torah, with Matan Torah with Shavuos. Same thing with Sukkot. Those are the strong dosages when they're needed. But on a weekly basis, we get that multiple vitamin. Memela, that's why Shabbos is mentioned with the Mayadim, because it includes all the Mayadim. It's a Kol Yizdikah day that includes all of the Mayadim in one. Usfartim lochemi machras haShabbos. So the reason for Sfiras HaOmer, there's a Medrash. Emissel Yankov, if Yankov brings down the Medrash in his Sefer, and the Haggad says that there's no open Medrash like this, but the Sfarim bring it down, the Sefer Eter brings it down, the Shailos HaTshuvos, the Rashba brings it down, with a Medrash that says as follows. When the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, they told Moshe Rabbeinu, where's the Torah? You promised us that when we're going to leave Mitzrayim, we're going to be Makabel the Torah. So where is the Torah? So he said, we still have to wait 50 days. So immediately, they started counting every single day. And they were counting towards Matan Torah. So, Amar Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since you counted, Chayechem Shetisku Lisper Sfiras HaOmer, I will give you the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. So what's the pshat? The Bnei Yisrael showed a tremendous chavivus towards Torah. Memele, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I will give this as a mitzvah for Dairis, to show the Chavivas of Taira. That's the whole Inner Sphere's Haimer, the counting to show Chavivas HaTaira. So, Dr. Yankiv, and maybe we can understand why, like Morris says in Masechta Yevamah, Samach Beis, that Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 Talmidim, the Chula Mesu Beperech Yechad, they were all nifted during this period of time between Pesach and Shavuos, and they were all nifted by Mises Asker. Dr. Bianchi of Lefidus, we can understand why. Why were they Leinogu covered Zebeze? Each one, they knew that I'm a Talmud Chacham, he's a Talmud Chacham, so what exactly am I going to gain more from him than what I have? Right? But the emphasis is, if somebody is really Machshav Tahira, so even if you'll get a little der hair from it, and a little Nakuda from it, so those Gufas are graces, like the Medrash says, a marshal to the fish of the yam, the fish that are in the sea, they're living in the water. Yet when it starts raining, they go up to get every single droplet that comes in. Why? Because they realize that water is their lifeline. The mele, even those little drops, they come and get. So emesdike person, that emesdike covered at Taira. So even if they wouldn't tell you any grace of chidushim or whatever, but even a little har and a little knesh, you should have been machshav that. So it comes out, and they were nifta because of that. Why? Because it was a chilul and kavod atayr. So it wasn't just a bein adam l'chaveri dikidin. It was a chilul and kavod atayr. So those are triviyanki, but it was bedafki during these days. And Chazal also say that bittul tayr is going to Mises Askara. And because they showed a lack of this special reverence for even a little Knechen tayra, so Memela, that's why it was a chilul and kavod atayr, and that's why they were taken away Bedavka during this period of time. I saw a beautiful pshat. It says, V'shem Imoy, the name of the mother of the Mekalel, was Shloimez Bas Divri. Shloimez Bas Divri. Zok de Medrash, Shloimez, Amar Ablevi, the Havas Pit Pita B'Shlom. She prattled Shalom to everybody. Shalom to you, Shalom to you. Wasn't it a sneezdicka thing? And also, when you talk too much, you get yourself into trouble. Davi pit pit to shlomo. Baz divri, was Bas Divri, Amar Reb Yitzchak, Shehevio Dever Albino. She brought Dever, which is a Misa, on her son. And Mufarshim asked a question. First of all, her son died with Misa Bidei Yodam. He was killed by Bezdin. He wasn't killed by the disease of Dever. So Dever is a form of saying Misa. So why does the Torah stress Dever over here? Like, Dafke Dever. He died. He was killed by Bezdin. Right? He didn't die by Dever. So why does the Torah say Dever over here? The Sefer Kilos Yitzchak says a Gevaldik Pshat based on a Vilna Goyen. In Parshas Ve'era, the Vilna Goyen says the following Moedik Pshat. It says by Dever, it says, Umimikne B'nei Yisrael Loimeis Echad. Not one of the cattle of the B'nei Yisrael died. By Yishlach Parai, and Parai sent his agents to find out what happened. V'hinei Loimeis Mimikne Yisrael Ad Echad. Until one did not die, Memela, he hardened his heart. In the beginning it says, not one died, and then it says, Loimeis Ad Echad. What's the chilek? Zog Devil Nagayim. That the emes is the Torah's made the emes. Not one Jewish animal died. Ober, there was one that might have been a question, and that was the son of the union between the Mitzri and Shlomis Bas Divri. So the agents looked and they considered him a Jew, right? So they said, oh, you see a Jewish animal died. Ober, the emes is Kaidamat and Torah, the Yichus went after the father, and he wasn't considered a Yid. Right, so Memela, not one Yiddish animal died. Memela, Parry hardened his heart, right? Over Lamaisa, you know, his animal died. So that's the Pshat Shloimeh Bas Divri Shehevia Dever Albino. She brought Dever on her son that the Dever killed his animal. It's not referring to this Misa over here. It's referring to Dever over there, right? That's Zoyzok to say for Kilos Yitzchak based on the Vilna Gaon. It says when they were giving Misa to the Mekalel, so all of the people that heard should place their heads, make smicha on his, put smicha on his head. So Rashi says when they made smicha, they said, Domcha b'roishcha, your responsibility lies with you. Ve'einonu nenoshim b'misoscha, we're not going to get an einish because of you, because you were goyim your own Misa. So the Vilna Gaon asks the question, why is this Misa is different than all other Haruge Bezdin? We don't find anywhere that there is this din smicha and this din of saying this. And punkt over here by the Mekalel, they made smicha and they said Domcha Bereisha. Dr. Vilna Gaon, we do find smicha by Korbanos. When someone brings a korban to be mechaper on his Aveira, he's Saimachan and he says that I'm putting my Aveira on you, you should be mechaper my Aveira. You also find by the Sir Lazozel that they placed their hands with Samach Yodai, and we place our Averis on Seir. The Sir Lazozel represents A, so we place our Averis on him. So Zakta Vilna Gaon, over here, the Edom had to commit a chait. They had to say over word for word what the Mekalel said, exactly the way he said it. They have to repeat Mamash what he said. That means they have to be Mekalel. Right, and the Dayanim, they have to hear it. And they ripped their clothing, they tore Kriya when it happened. So it comes out they were over on Chataim, right? And the Dayanim allowed it. So that's why Dafke over here, because they're committing an Aveira on his account, the Saimach Yideyam Aroshah is saying, listen, you are the one that caused us to have to do it. We don't want to do this. It's only because you did this Aveira that we have to repeat it and the Dayanim have to hear it. Mele, they put their hands on him and they say that this Aveira is on you. You were the Goyim of this Aveira and has nothing to do with us. Aguten Shabbos. Shkreich. Shkreich. Yeah.